Blog Talk Radio.
Podcasting from Greensboro, North Carolina tonight. And did the Liberty Tree be chopped down? I don't know. A lot of things to talk about here tonight. I'm not going to be going too far into detail. I'll let anyone else who wants to call in if they want to talk about something or bring the. I already know what most people are going to want to talk about and what they're going to probably call in about. That's fine. I don't screen callers. You know, I'd like to hear from everybody else out there. And we all know what happened this past week, and we know that this past year and in years past on this podcast here, we've had many, many militia, guests on this podcast, a lot of my friends, people that I've interacted with out there, and we know what happened this week with one of the individuals that's been on this show many, many times over the past year, actually, and we know that was Barry, and Mr. Barry Croft there, and we know what happened. There were seven people arrested, and, you know, so, if you guys want to talk about that, that's fine, you know, and then maybe I'll expound a little bit on what information possibly I could give you without putting big conspiracy theories out there and everyone start, you know, like, you know, 9/11 is an inside job type of deal, you know, so where we start debating and arguing with each other. So it's up to you if you want to call in. The phone number is 657-383-0616. You press the number 1, and you'll get on here. Live. Like I said, I don't screen callers. So I want to hear from you. I know a lot of people did want to join in tonight and talk about this governor of Michigan. did it really happen? Now they're going out there talking about, you know, did they really, really, really do this? I mean, or is this just made up by the television set, you know, the flat screen TV, you know, were they really out there conspiring and at these secret meetings and buying dynamite and getting ready to blow up bridges and do all this other crazy stuff? Look, if any of you were there, probably not. Okay, at each individual meeting, what it says in the complaint there, probably not. You weren't there at every single one. Were you, some of you there at some of the individual meetings? Probably so. And everyone's going to put their information together, and they're going to say, well, I was there, and this was said, and then I was here, and this was not said, and this was said over here, and this was not over here. First of all, that's what they want, okay? They want you to come up with that narrative that, you know, it's a big conspiring plot here to start a civil war in America. That is not what the militia is about. That's not what anybody stands for. If they do, when they're in the militias, they would be asked to leave. Okay, they're not. We don't want people like that around us, people that are conspiring to hurt people. Now, whether or not these individuals were doing that, you know, we've had Barry on this program many times, and he was very outspoken, let's just say, and he said a lot of uncharacterized things that could be construed as violent or offensive. I've been in a lot of chat rooms with him where a lot of people say, yeah, tone it down, man, you know. I mean, you know, so that right there will red flag you. I mean, I know I've been being watched many, many times. Listen to it. They're listening tonight. Probably half of you that want to call in won't, because you'd be scared, because you're going to think, hey, what's this? Joel Gibson's probably trying to set us up. Nobody's getting set up. Nobody's trying to set anybody up. Everyone sets themselves up, okay? And the thing of it is you don't. If you're out there yelling that you're going to hurt cops, excuse me, you're going to blow up police stations, or you're going to blow up bridges, or you're going to kidnap a governor, or you're going to shoot the president, or whatever you're going to do, if you're out there saying that, and you're out there, you know, in the woods target practicing and blowing things up, you know, obviously you are going to be watched. They're going to watch you. Is it right or wrong? I don't know. You know, I do not promote violence whatsoever. I do not support kidnapping any governors. I do not support hurting any police officers. I do not support blowing up any police stations. And I don't, sure as hell don't support blowing up any bridges. Okay, I do not support that any way, shape, or form. I've always stated very clearly on this podcast that we go about educating the people, waking the people up, and unifying as a people to vote these people out of office, take over the two-party system through a third party, the Constitution Party, okay? Restore our original Constitution, restore our republic. I've always supported the republic. I've had people from the republic on here. And that's what I stand for, and that's what I think everyone should, because the law is on our side still. We still have the law on our side. It's in writing. We can use it if we know how to use it. But it's slipping away every day, slowly but surely. Now, what's going to happen to these individuals that have been arrested? Probably, what, they're facing 20 to life, most of them. Probably going to take a plea, and they'll get 10 years, 10, 15 years. That's what how I see it. You know, I don't know what you guys think out there. That's what I see what will most likely happen at the end of this. And they're probably trying to get all of them to snitch on one another or sign a statement or make some sort of confession up. And they will entice you to do that and you know, did he do this? And they'll put words, you know, and they'll put it all down in on a recording or whatever, and they'll use that, and then they'll say that they'll cop a plea, you know, and they'll do some time. Nobody's going to walk away scot-free. Now, I know there's a rumor out there saying Barry was pardoned in Delaware. The Daily Beast did an article. The Daily Beast. Where does the Daily Beast get its information from? Is it really reliable? I mean, or does anyone have any other reports out there that they want to talk about or say? Like I said, I'm a little in the dark a lot about this, actually. You know, I know a lot of people are messaging me saying, oh, did you hear what happened to Barry? Because they know he was on my podcast many, many times, and he and I would talk for hours on the phone many, many times. I don't have a problem. Now, I'm not going to run away and say I didn't know the guy, you know, or the couple other people, you know, which I only met like once or twice. You know, I'm not going to run away and say I didn't know him. I'm going to be afraid because I didn't do anything wrong. Okay? And it was never discussed with me that any plot to kidnap a governor. Especially in Michigan. I've never been to Michigan. I don't ever really plan on going to Michigan. I've been to Wisconsin a few times, but not recently, though. All right, listen, phone lines is open, okay? And you guys can call in if you want to. I know I'm already getting pounded in the chat room in private messages. I'm a lying faggot, this and that. You know, that doesn't bother me. You're not going to entice me and say, oh, yeah, I'm going to tell you everything. You know, it's not going to happen. Not going to happen. All right. Yeah, I know what you people are trying to do, and I know a lot of you are from the Tony Gaga show, probably coming over here and agitating. But the phone number is 657-383-0616, and I'm going to try to recognize numbers that have something of substantiated facts to back them up, what they're saying. They're not going to come on here and start calling names or whatever. I've already kicked a few people off during the intro there. So what I'm going to do is try to get a couple people. I don't like the screen callers. I say I don't screen callers, but maybe tonight I should. Or maybe what I'll do is if I recognize the number, I'll just let you guys go ahead and fly with that. But most people, I just can't just let you on here because I don't know what you're going to do. I'll take a chance, see what happens, but we'll go from there. We'll try to keep it serious tonight. It's a serious issue. We got these men, you know, that have been arrested, and they're gonna spend a long time in prison, man. They had families. You know, Barry, for instance, he had two daughters, you know. I spoke with his daughters on the phone quite a few times. You know, I mean, matter of fact, they went up on a trip together, I think, up in the Northeast there. I remember you driving with him in the truck one day. He put him with his daughter on the phone. His mom, I knew his mom. Talked to his mom on the phone. You know, so it's tough, man. I don't want to see that happen to anybody. So, all right, let's go. Let's open the first caller here. Not too many, actually. That's maybe a good thing. All right, 619, go ahead.
Good evening, Tony. This is Dr. Peter Paul Ventura, and I want to say that I approve of your message. And in regards to Barry's daughters, I spoke with them as well, and I was on the phone with them and in contact face-to-face, and we had a great time, and we got each
other.
Yeah,
you did.
Up.
All right. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, if you're going to act stupid like that, that's just nonsense. This is not a comedy hour, okay? Yeah, I mean, you started off well there, and then you got to start, you know, with the nonsense. Come on, man. Ridiculous. Just totally ridiculous. Man. I mean, where's my friends from the other show that were supposed to be on here? Where's my Minnesota friends at? They're supposed to be queuing in here tonight. They wanted me to podcast at 9, and maybe they want to talk about this a little bit. I'm calling them out here, wherever the heck they're at. Let me see. Is this one right here? All right, here, 978. Go ahead. It always starts off slow, and then it blows up at the end. Everybody wants to talk. Go ahead, 978.
Hey, what's up, Joe? This is Jesco.
Hey, Jesco, what's up, man? How you doing?
All right. Good to hear you back. Yeah, I was interested in hearing what Peter Paul had to say. I guess he got disconnected or something. Lost connection.
Yeah, I'll connect him back in a few minutes if he's going to talk, you know, rational, not stupid. But go ahead, Jessica. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay. Well, you know, what's crazy is I don't know how Barry didn't realize that, like, feds will float or an informant or whoever, agents, will infiltrate these white groups or whatever groups they are, anything on the right, and they'll float ideas of something illegal, right? You know, like bank robbery or, you know, a kidnapping or something like that. And all you have to do is just start talking about it, or all you have to do is even talk about it or consider that idea. And that's a conspiracy.
I see the other callers. Just press one time, and I'll get to you. Sorry, Jessica. Sorry. I see a bunch of people hanging up and then calling back in. Go ahead, Jessica. Sorry.
But, I mean, so they want you to just – if you just talk about something illegal or even talk about, well, how you would go about it, how would you, you know, what you would do to plan it out and all that type of stuff, that's illegal. And that guy – I mean, he would love to talk about what needs to happen, what we should do, all this type of stuff. And it's like, I mean, he was the perfect,
target
person to get, because he loved talking about that type of stuff. And you really can't. And they're just waiting for a white guy to say something like that so they can arrest him, put his picture all over the news and the internet, and now they got, you know, these bad, evil, you know, white guys that want to do these terrorist type of acts. And it was probably no more than – I guarantee you they probably weren't going to do anything like that. It was just an idea that was floated out by an agent or an informant. They took it, ran with it, were LARPing about it. Oh, I'll do it this way, I'll do it that way. Let's let's prepare what we would need to do something like that. It's probably all just a LARP. But now I saw that it carries a maximum penalty of life in prison. So I would love to. I mean, it'll be interesting to know what happens.
I agree. Yeah, I agree 100% with what you just said. It's a target. You know, these Black Panther groups get up there and they talk about destroying the United Snakes of America and they want to burn down the White House and this and that. Nothing happens to those guys. Nothing ever happens. You ever notice that? You know, but the white guy gets up there, yeah, and like you said, they float an idea and entice them into something and bam. Look what happened to Randy Weaver, you know? I mean, for God's sake.
Right, and they want this to happen. They want you, like, talking about this stuff or whatever because they need their boogeyman because they're always saying that, you know, oh, the biggest threat is, you know, right-wing white guys and so they don't really exist. Like, oh, they're causing all this crime and damage and terrorism, but it's like nowhere to be seen. So, you know, they're trying to provoke it, and this is one of their tactics. So, like, if you were to be, you know, around a bunch of like-minded people, and someone starts floating out illegal ideas or something that's illegal, you ought to immediately stop engaging with that person and lose all contact with them because that's exactly what they're trying to do. They probably got you wired up. They got, you know, audio, video already on you at that point, and they're just waiting for you to agree or, you know, start, you know, role-playing
advocating. Yeah, role-playing. There you go. That's a good choice of words to use. Yeah. You're absolutely correct. Stay on there for a second. I'm going to bring 808 on and see what they got to say. See what they hung up a couple times and called back in. Go ahead, 808.
Hey, what happened to Blog Talk shutting your show down, you cowardly fuck?
Yeah, thank you. And that's cowardly. Cowardly, the F word, right? That's what you just called me? What happened to them shutting my show down? They did,
fuck.
Actually. Yes, they did. Yeah, that, I know you said that twice,
then
right?
Why are you on the air?
Why am I on the air? I don't know. Maybe because I fixed the problem. What do you think? I'm working with the federal government. Yeah, I'm working with the federal government. Yeah, you're next, by the way. We got the warrant right here for you.
You're working with the federal government, you lying little.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I know I'm not. You took that seriously?
You lying little faggot.
Oh, now I'm fag too. All right. Well, you're doing good for yourself. That's what you wanted to wait on hold to do. You wanted to. What happened? You were so worried about my Blog Talk show, right?
Yeah, I'm calling all the way from Hawaii. That's how important it is.
Hawaii. Yeah. Okay.
808 Hawaii. You stupid fuck.
I wouldn't know. I've never been to Hawaii, and I really don't care. You know, just anything else from Hawaii? Volcanoes swallowing
you
up yet? Or what's going on out there?
Yeah. Can I have Bridget's number because I want to go eat that hairy coochie out.
Yeah, I don't have it. Remember, there's a restraining order against me, so I can't give it out. See ya.
What federal agency does 808 work for, I wonder?
Well, he said I was.
Oh.
I don't know. Who cares? You know, these guys, they call in all the time. They're just, you know, just ridiculous. Ridiculous. Go ahead, private number.
Hello, my name is Doug, and I'm calling to say, fuck you, Joe Gibson. You know, you're probably involved with the kidnapping. You know, don't ever call God's Rainbow Ministries because Pastor Ken doesn't even like you. You know, fuck you, man.
And how was I involved with the kidnapping, Des? And you said I probably am. How would I be involved? I haven't left this state.
You had that guy on your show, and you know, you agreed with him, and
I did.
You condone all this kind of crap, and followed Pastor Ken, Pastor Ken wouldn't put up with your shit. So don't ever call him again.
Okay.
My name is
right,
Doug. Doug Kosoff. Okay.
Yeah. Doug Kosoff. 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 Where did you get that name from? Kosoff.
Well, maybe that's part Russian. Maybe maybe
oh,
you're
so
not
you're a spy
the one
for the Russian.
The
oh, see,
maybe I'm against
you're a provocateur.
The government too.
Yeah, well, you're providing. Yeah, okay. Well,
provocateur.
You hear that?
I am.
You know, spying is illegal. Yeah, well, spying is against the law, you know. So you can get in big trouble unless you're in Washington.
The militia. You drink probably more alcohol than I do. I drink a lot, but you probably drink more than me.
What? Is that a crime?
Well, you hang out with these drunk militia guys, and you probably burn American flags, okay? You
burn American
you
flags.
You go into God's Rainbow Ministries and act like you're Ken's friend, but I'm Ken's friend, not you.
All right, well, thank you. All right, well, I'm sad. I will lose sleep over that tonight, but, man, thanks. I appreciate your call.
My
I appreciate
name
your call,
old,
man.
That's old drunk Doug. That's old drunk Doug, and Kosoff is probably the name of his favorite vodka or something.
843, go ahead. Can we bring some substance here? 843.
What is your stance on
COVID-19? Yeah, what's my stance on it? Well, I mean, like I said from the very get-go, it's just a common cold, and, you know, what do you want to know? I mean, I think it's you shouldn't fear it. Don't worry about it. I don't know anybody
yeah,
who's gotten
sick
from it.
I saw a bunch of nerds at sidewalks saying, oh, no mask and stuff. Well, guess what? In my town, it's the law to have a mask on or else they'll come get you.
Really?
They risk their life for that shit.
Wow. I mean, do you think that's right?
Yeah, I think it's right for them just because they're risking other people's lives too.
They're risking other people's lives because of how? How are they risking other people's lives? How is anyone's life in danger because they don't wear a mask?
Sneezing on people and shit.
Well, you sneeze on somebody. I mean, is wearing a mask? I don't understand. That was happening before COVID, right? So, I mean,
yeah.
You know, sneezing on somebody. So you're telling me that that's why we have to wear masks to stop sneezing on other people? That's why they, you know, invented this COVID thing?
Breathe it in.
You breathe it in. What evidence do you have of that?
I'm not sure.
You know, I'm not sure. Okay. Well, the COVID thing, let me tell you. Look, we did this thing on Zoom, I remember back in January, and we looked up all the patent numbers and everything, and the crap that we found, obviously Bill Gates is responsible for a lot of this. His hands are dirty with it. You know, how it got over. I mean, what happened to China? I thought half the country was dead. You know, they were burning bodies, remember? You know, I mean, how's China still survived? You know, did they get a cure all of a sudden, or what's going on? I mean, you know, like I said, it's all bullshit. It's all a big lie.
Yeah, how come
you know,
Trump got all right after like a week or something like that?
Yeah, 4 days. 4 days, actually.
Yeah, 4 days.
You know,
they got the cure.
A
joke.
Yeah, how do we know Trump even had it? You know?
Yeah.
We don't even know.
He did it for the campaign.
Yeah. It could possibly, quite possibly. You know, but that's what's your stance on these guys that tried to kidnap the governor there in Michigan? What do you think about that?
I think it was a hoax, too. It's just to get some stuff.
Is anything real out there anymore, you think? I mean, is anything real? Is everything just one big lie? I mean, when you think about it, I mean, every time something big happens,
anymore,
it's like, you know, it never happens.
All these chemicals and stuff, like all this stuff. Like, do we live in a simulation?
As far as what? Simulation is what? I don't get it.
Of life.
Simulation of life?
Isn't real? 2020.
I don't know. I mean, that's my point, you know, because everything, we never went to the moon. The earth is flat. Let's see, you know, there's no such thing as God. These guys that just got arrested, that's a conspiracy. It didn't happen. As a matter of fact, they're ghosts.
Yeah,
you know, they don't even exist. You know, I mean, Trump never got COVID, you know, so what's going on? What can we believe? You know, I mean, I don't know. What is real out there? Am I real? You know, I don't know.
Maybe
we'll start to deny our own existence. Maybe that's the plan. Maybe that is the plan out there. You know, to keep us all so distracted, questioning the realities around us that maybe we don't even know our own reality. So therefore, you know, what? Where do we go? like lemmings off a cliff.
Conspiracy theory is an actual conspiracy theory just to distract us?
Well, name one. Name one, please.
Like something about the government watching on us and stuff.
So you're telling me that that's not real? The government doesn't wiretap us illegally in the Patriot Act. They put that in the Patriot Act. That's not real. I mean, are you saying that's not real or is that real?
We don't know. But what about birds? How do we know if they're not controlled by the government?
I'm sure the government's not out there. They're like, what do you mean by government? Everyone says the government. Who is the government? Who is the government?
Yeah,
who are they?
Why was it made?
You know, everyone says the government's out there watching you. Who is the government that's watching you? Who is this government guy? Is it a guy? Is it one man? Is it a group of people that just don't represent us? They're like
people.
a secret people. You know, that's insanity, man. You know, and think about it. Are they affecting your day-to-day life right now? Is anyone bothering you and harassing you and getting ready to kidnap you or your family members? Do you know anybody personally that this has happened to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah, that's all. Just.
But Jessica, what do you think about that, Jessica? What do you think about that? This, you know, is everything just a big conspiracy? I mean, what is this? Do you think that really happened to Barry, or was it just a lie?
Damn it. Hey, you there?
Yeah. I don't know, Jessica, are you still there with me?
Oh, no, I'm here.
God damn.
I'm having some problems here. God damn.
I'm trying to keep the women off because
is,
you said you don't want women.
there is probably no you'll probably never find a person responsible for pulling all the strings. I think, like, the puppet master is probably an entity that exists outside of time and in a different dimension than what we're in. That would be my guess. That's only a reasonable explanation, in my opinion.
Okay. All right. That's fine. You know, look, phone number, folks, is 657-383-0616. Press number one. I'll get you on. I'm not going to screen callers. Seems like we're getting a pretty normal bunch out there. I've gotten called a few names already tonight, so, you know, that happens. That happens. But we'll go with, let's see here. I think the 60-year guy, 619, might be back, so we'll get him back on. Anybody wants to talk about the Barry thing, go ahead. 619.
Yeah, this is Dr. Peter Paul Ventura, and back to the Barry situation. I think it's very important that you brought up the fact that Barry and what he did had to do mostly with the conspiracy and what he thought about the government and the fact that he was adamant about he wanted me to fuck his daughters with a knife to their neck. That was very important, and I think everyone needs to know that.
Unbelievable. Why do you got to do that? Why do you got to do that? Why? Unbelievable. Go ahead, 320.
How do you function in your everyday life being a narcissist as you are?
I knew that question was coming, and I don't have an answer for it. I don't know. I'm a narcissist, right? You know, what is a narcissist? Does anyone know what is a narcissist? I mean, is that some psychological word that's been made up lately, promoted lately to, like, examine half the population out there, and then the other half can accuse them of being narcissists, and the other one says not. You know, so it's like we're dividing ourselves and attacking each other over this word. Well, we got a woman on here. That's right. You got your favorite caller on here, the woman, the female on here, the one you got your favorite caller, Jessica.
What's up, Jessica?
Jessica, where you at, man?
It's a fine evening, Jessica. Where are you?
I think he hung up. I think he hung up, actually. As soon as you got on, I think he hung up. I don't know. Well, where is he? Jessica, are you still there? No. You still there? No. I don't think he's there. We got 317, though. We got 317. Go ahead, 317.
I got disconnected, and I just called back in. But
all right.
Yeah. So.
Well, your favorite Minnesota woman's on here. So do you want to talk to her?
Okay.
Yay.
Not particularly. Are you familiar with Barry? Does she know Barry at all? And when's the last time she's been in contact with him? What has he been up to? Apparently, like, he owned a business and he was able to go around traveling, so he obviously was doing pretty good for himself. It's a shame he got hemmed up like that, really.
Violence is an act of violence, period. Everyone's fucked.
Yeah. And as far as owning his own business, I think he's come on this podcast before and talked about his boss. So remember, he'd say, my boss this, my boss that. So I don't think that's a false story right there. He owned his own business, right?
Yeah,
everyone heard that.
You're right. It was something I read in an article, so who knows how much of that's even true. That's a good point.
Yeah. So there's a lie right there we can dissect it. So you start someplace and you start investigating. But, Minnesota, while you're out there, how is the Antifa crowd out there in Minnesota? Is it making news? I know they wanted to burn down a police station, right? What's going on?
Yeah, now they went after the 6th precinct the other night. But, it's pretty calm for the most part. There's a lot of violence going on where they've already defunded the police force and they want to run their own community, but I guess that's all on them when the 911 calls keep coming in, but there's no jurisdiction anymore. So
is there a lot of violence against white people? Is there a lot of violence against white people up there in Minnesota? Not about black people anymore.
Right now it's just, it's within their community. They didn't want the police there. The police are gone. And now it's just total chaos.
Really? What community is that? What community? So this way here we can warn people not to travel through that community, because there might be a family, a white family, old elderly family that's driving through there, and they may get stopped and get gas, and next thing you know we'll see them on the news as the next victim.
South Minneapolis.
South Minneapolis. Oh my goodness. So that's was it always a violent community? Did it always have a problem with crime, or was it a really great place to visit, and now all of a sudden it's gone to hell in a handbasket?
Well, Minneapolis has always had the crime spree. It's notorious for the crime spree. However, they're also notorious for a corrupt force as well. I think it goes equally in this way. I'm equal on that way. It's just they're on their own now. There's no police there in their area.
They got rid of the entire police force? They got rid of the entire police force, you're saying?
Well, they burnt down the 5th precinct, right?
Oh,
was
Lord.
It the 5th or whatever? That happened, when Floyd got murdered. So, yeah, there's no police there, so there's calls all the time, whatever. And now,
who's in charge of this movement?
Oh, my God, they're calling 911, and they're not responding. Well, you guys made that decision on your own from the choices that you made. If you want to continue your acts of violence, hey.
Well, what if the majority of the people in your community say they don't want the police force, they want to defund it, and you don't, and now you still live there? You can't say, we can't say you didn't want it, so therefore you got what you deserve. What about the minority out there, the people that did want the police?
I feel sorry for them. I really do.
Wow.
Yeah. I do.
I mean, does that go along with – go ahead. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I don't know, Joe. I can't give you an answer for that. I mean, we as people put ourselves in the position that we're in.
Okay. That's true. We do. I mean, we should be more proactive. I mean, like, for instance, you're out there. You're a positive member of your community, and you're doing the right thing. You're not out there burning down buildings, breaking any laws. You always speak positive and try to uplift people and educate people. So, but aren't you seeing that we're fighting a losing battle? I mean, look at what's going on. As soon as they label us as extremists, if we're anti-government, or if we speak out against the government in any type of way, what do we do? What's the answer? Vote? That's not working. That's not working out real well.
And it's all to gain power. Power that they really should not have. They should not have to your fundamental rights. stick to your fundamental rights. Them are the only rights that are guaranteed to you, and I would fight 100% for that right.
There you go. You know, I think I've had this conversation, though, with about, now, this is, you're not talking about the sovereign movement where somebody gets in there and says, I'm the king of my own court.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about I as my born day, from my born day, my fundamental given rights.
They're given by God. Well, we all have common sense. Yeah. You know, we're granted to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I mean, by our Creator.
Mm-hmm.
It's insanity what's going on. Do you what do you think's going to happen? I'm going to take another caller here. What do you think's going to happen around election time? Everyone's putting that question out there to everybody. What's going to happen on the week of the election? You know, what's going to happen? Are we ready for civil war?
I think the week of election is just going to be total chaos. Martial law is coming.
Wow.
It's
well,
soon.
We see what's happening in the grocery stores. We see what's happening in the grocery stores. They're becoming emptier, 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 and emptier. And certain products are not coming back to the shelves. I noticed that around my area. So what's, you know, I mean, how much groceries can you stock up on? You know, I mean, what are you going to do, you know? I mean, it's just we have martial law. What are you going to do? How are you? We need to do a show on that. How are you preparing for in case of martial law? In case there is martial law, you know, what tips can someone give? I mean, what would you recommend, real quick?
Use your common sense. That's what I'm going to recommend.
There you go.
That's it.
Use common sense. Yeah. Take care of your neighbors. You know, start in your individual communities. Start from scratch. Start over in the beginning. You know.
Yeah.
What do you think, Jeff? What do you think, Jessica? Before I get your 619 on here, because I think he wants to talk to Jamie here. Go ahead, Jessica.
There's been constant warnings of martial law coming, and shit's about to hit the fan. I don't think there's anything to worry about. I think things will go on as normal. I mean, they'll do crazy shit like 9/11 or this COVID bullshit. And they'll that type of stuff will happen, but not like martial law. I doubt something like that will happen. And the main thing is the news and anything the news like it does. It's not meant to inform you. It's not meant to make you aware of. It's meant to aggravate and piss you off.
It's propaganda.
It doesn't matter. Even if it's like someone that, if you're a conservative and it's a conservative person show that you're listening to or talking to, they still bring up stories that are going to piss you off. And actually, you would have never even known about them, and you would have gone on living life just fine and normal if you wouldn't have even heard that. So it's like there's no benefit because it's not informing you of anything. It's misinforming you. And I'd rather be uninformed than misinformed. So.
But what happens when they arrest people like this? You know, for instance, like the Barry's out there and everything. We use his name, like he was the ringleader or something. You know, I mean, I guess that's because he was familiar with Blog Talk. But there was, you know, other individuals. You know, what would they start arresting people? That happens on a daily basis, actually. But why just single out this crowd? Why make this such a big news story? You know, that's, you know, it should maybe just happen, right?
They need the right-wing white male boogeyman, and that's why they're grasping at straws. They're like, that's why they infiltrate these groups, and then they try to get them talking about something illegal because, I mean, most of the time it's, you know, nobody's going to do anything because it's well, everybody going to get in their pickup trucks, get their guns, and go do something about anything? That's ridiculous. You can't. There's nothing like that's going to happen. You'll get killed or you'll get locked up. Even talking about doing such a thing. You know what I mean? So it's just ridiculous. I think the best thing to do is ignore it all, especially if it agitates you so damn much that, you know, you would consider doing something crazy. You know.
Because I think there's a lot of fear out there. There's a lot of fear out there. I talk to people all the time, and their biggest fear is it's martial law, and that they we're going to be fighting for our lives, you know, for our lives against who? Against who? You think the U.S. military is going to come here and start killing us? You know, I mean, how, what, against, you know, against who are we fighting against? The ghost?
Ghost.
You know, I always want to know that. Who are we fighting against? Who are these, who is this, this mysterious boogeyman that's out there that we're going to be attacking? Because Jesco said it very good, not good, actually. We have to have this boogeyman that scares us. But who is the boogeyman? Who is it? Nobody. Nobody. So really, like you just said, Jamie, use common sense.
Yeah.
No? There's no sense. I think 619 wants to talk to you, Jamie, so let's get him on here. 619, go ahead. Let's keep the mouth a little clean here, you know? The family show.
Yeah, yes. Good evening, Joseph. Good evening, Dr. Jesco, and good evening, Dr. Jamie. What I wanted to say to everyone is that the gentleman that asked about COVID, I think it is very real, Jamie, and I think that we should all be very aware, very informed about it. COVID is the real deal. We have to. It's not just a common flu. It's not just a common cold. It has taken many lives, and I consider myself a protector of the community in regards to COVID. I wear a mask.
How are you protecting? How are you protecting? Hey, wait. How are you protecting everybody?
Well, what I do is, for example, I give advice to several organizations, and I speak at where people that still have the events. I'm allowed to speak, and there is a doctor. Dr. Fauci is aware that the medication they gave Donald Trump, President Trump, is was very, very effective, but very few people know that only works on males. Now, in order for females to be immune or cured of the COVID-19, they need an insertion of my penis. So, Jamie, if you want,
oh God, I know it's coming
to COVID-19. I can, you can have at it.
Okay. So you're going to cure everybody. All right, there you go. All right, there you go. I got to calm him down because he starts going off into a tangent there. He said that's how you know. He had us all strung along there for a little while, you know.
Right. That sounded like an Hey, Joe. That sounded like an advertisement from Pedal Joe.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I don't know. But, you know, hey, listen, I'm not going to be doing the whole full 2 hours tonight. So if you guys want to get in, you need to get in now. So, because I know, I think, what, is Tony Talk on tonight? Is he going side by side with me here?
Because, I don't know if I'm supposed to be battling with him or not, you know. I had to do tonight for a reason because we had a 7 o'clock thing that we had engagement that we had to go to. So, and they were supposed to come over here, but, you know, I think he was, MandelaCon was, you know, Jesco don't want MandelaCon over here, so, you know, he just rambles on and on and on and on and on and on, so, which I see his point. Private caller, go ahead.
Hey, Joey, it's Mike Hunt, personal trainer, the guy in the chat room here.
Okay, how you doing?
Hey, man, no, there's no Tony Talk tonight, that's why you're probably getting more trolls than usual, and that asshole guy that called in, that Doug Kosoff guy. He's some drunk asshole. He calls all the blog talk shows. So
Wonderful. That's
who that is. Yeah, just ignore that. He's a drunk man. That guy, you want to talk about people with problems, that guy's got major issues. Like, he literally I won't go into it. I don't want to be inappropriate on your show, but well, maybe I should if you allow it. But that guy's done some really weird shit. I don't know 100% if it's true, but we're talking bestiality out in his barn. We're talking, he has like kids that none of his family will go around him because all he does is drink all day. And I don't know if he had sex with his daughters. I won't go there. That's kind of rude to talk about, but the guy has major problems. So that's why you got that angry drunk asshole calling earlier. But yeah, ignore him.
That's the Southern boy, the redneck.
Yeah, I think he lives in Pennsylvania.
Oh,
but,
wow.
Yeah, anyways, thanks for doing a show tonight, and didn't have much to say, just wanted to call in and say hi, hope you're doing well. Oh, one more thing, being that I am a personal trainer, that's my background, no matter who you vote for or what you do, who you are, get out there and lift some weights or do some workouts. If you're stressed out, get out there and get your workouts in. That's my message.
Are you in good shape? Are you in good shape?
Oh, hell yeah. I quit. You kidding me? I go to a powerlifting and a bodybuilding gym, a very special, a hardcore gym for years, and it shut down. And my owner did not want to shut down. He kept the gym open. I actually did an incline bench press. I got hurt, so I quit going. I hurt my neck because when I unracked the fucking bench press off the incline bench, I pushed my head back, and it popped my neck. So I quit working out for a while, but. Yeah, I got the home gym now, and I see that son of a bitch is in your chat room. Kosoff, join the conversation. You know what, Joey? Take some more calls, and you ask everybody else on here about this Kosoff. He's a piece of crap, and he's probably can hear me right now. This is Mike Hunt. Doug, you're an asshole, and I hope Joey reams you out. So,
all right, there we go. He obviously does not like Kosoff. So, yeah.
No.
Which he did sound like a weirdo. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Well, that was good there. All right. He said he's in good shape. I always talk about that incline bench press there because I do that. And really, you're like upside down almost. So at least that's the one I do. Where you're upside down and then you're bench pressing upside down when you got your legs around the top part there. And I have troubles balancing, you know, and I go off to the sides, left side or right side. So it's like, it is dangerous if that's one you're talking about. Well, you throw 300 pounds on there, man, you fall off that damn bench. Yeah, you're in big trouble. So get a spotter and always make sure you have a spotter. But all right, anybody else here? You want to jump on here then tonight? I mean, I know we're doing a good show here with, we started out with talking about the Barry situation. We know Barry's been on the show many, many times over the years. Unfortunately, we don't know where he is right now. He say he's in jail, and we pray for his family and pray for him, and because we don't want to see nothing bad happen to anybody out there, no matter who you work for or what you do. So we want you to do the right thing, you know? We want you to do the right thing. And, try to, always use common sense. And, you know, you can really be a part of the good guys, you know. So just do the right thing, and you'll be on the good team always. Because, you know, you don't want to hurt anybody, that's for sure, you know. And if you're talking negatively, then, you know, sometimes negative surrounds you, right? Misery enjoys company, right? I think somebody told me that.
Yeah,
the other night.
Misery loves company.
Yeah.
Misery
loves
company.
What were we talking about there on that one there? What was that one? What was I supposed to?
Well, you know, Joe, you were all depressed, and I was, you know, trying to get you to get a little bit more optimistic, and then you're like, well,
that's right.
And I'm like, you know, misery loves company. Fucking.
Yeah.
Keep it up. No, you gotta, you know, flip that frown upside down and just use your common sense and just live life.
I know, you want me to go out and have a good time. You want me to go out and have a good time. You know, yeah. What's a good time?
I'm not saying you should go out and have a good time. I'm just saying you shouldn't sit around and mope and be depressed. You should still live your life.
What do you mean? Explain that. What do you mean, live my life? I don't understand. I get this all the time from everybody. Live my life. What is living my life? What is that?
I don't know, Joe. I don't know what you do for a hobby. Like, read a fucking book. You know, just go to the freaking fridge and make a freaking off-the-wall, whatever you want, whatchamacallit, sandwich or something. Freaking turn a movie on. Binge watch, I don't know.
You know what you're referring to, like everyone else. They want me to go out and get another girlfriend. That's what they want.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that because I am with you on that conversation last night. You still love the mother of your children.
Thank you.
That.
All right. Good. Big ass. Good. We're on the same team. We're on the same team then. All right. Good. All right. So what's wrong with having the women on here, Jessica? She's not arguing with anybody. She's the only woman on here. Where's the other women I invited? Where are they at? Where are they, I wonder? Press number one. Get on here. There. All right, private caller. Twerking. What?
That's why I do it.
Hello.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Hello.
Hey, leader of the flock.
How are you?
son of a gun.
Wonderful.
Jesco and my little poon, Jamie. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
Oh, I am just glad that your carpet matches your drapes.
That's nice.
Let me tell you something, Jamie. Did it hurt?
Henry?
What?
Jamie. Did it
hurt? What are you talking about? Jamie said, Jamie, oh.
Yeah.
Hurt what? Hurt Jamie? What? What hurt? Creeper, I think she's confused.
Creeper peepers.
Well, normally it's the angel line, but I will say, did it hurt when I put it in or when I took it out of your anus? Did it hurt?
Oh,
Jamie.
Unbelievable.
Did my
penis come on now. All right.
Did you like
all right, is this the same one that asked for the color, the panties and everything like that? You know, I mean, you're ridiculous.
Yeah,
that was a weird one. Yeah, that's a weird one there. All right, you were on Joe Gibson's show there, panties, want to buy a pair of panties. People are sick out there, man.
Wi-Fi account.
They must have a panty seekers, you know, blog talk or
yeah.
something.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand women's underwear. I don't understand why that turns somebody on. I mean, I just don't get underwear. Why does underwear turn you on? I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I don't get it. Why do you want it? Don't understand. That's like 15-year-old fantasy or something, I guess. I don't think all kids in high school, I don't know, maybe. All right, go ahead. What? Go ahead. You're on there. Go ahead.
Hello.
No, I got him back. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, you're on now. Go ahead. Private caller, go ahead. No? All right. Anyone else? All right, private callers. Who else is on here? 843. Who the heck's 843? Is that Jessica? Is that you? I know who this one is. I'm not going to give out that
number. No, I'm 978.
So. All right. I see. I got you. All right. Listen, these guys here, obviously, you know, they're coming over from the Tony Talk show, and they want to, you know, attack Jamie now and Dr. Ventura and stuff like that. You know, does anyone want to wrap up a serious topic here, a serious conversation before we start wrapping up the show here? I mean, is there really any reason to continue on here? Because the topic here is about the militia group that
kidnapping?
Was not group or individuals. The kidnapping of the governor, I guess, did it really happen? Was it, you know, why did they, you know, arrest Barry and, you know, what were, and the others, what's, you know, everyone's
what's
got this conclusion made up in their mind.
What's your conspiracy theory?
What do you think really happened? Do you have it?
They have named it. They have named it a conspiracy. So what's your conspiracy?
Oh, did they name it a conspiracy?
Yeah, in one
of
the articles.
Unreal. Unreal.
Yeah,
well,
you can get conspiracy charges for anything. You could get conspiracy to drug deal, conspiracy to murder, conspiracy to kidnapping, anything. And it is just as serious of an offense as the actual crime that they're conspiring to do. They charge it just the same. It's just the same penalty. So,
before I even just start wrapping it up here, if I even attempt to, I just want to say because you know, I know they're already attacking me in the chat room, but I wanted to do it towards the end of the show instead of the beginning. But we know Joe Senior Gibson, my grandfather passed away down in Florida. He's calling to the show years ago, many times. He passed away. What was it? Tuesday or Wednesday? Three a.m. And you know, so he passed away, and he's gone. And you know, that was my grandfather actually. So he was Joseph Gibson. He was the first Joe Gibson that started the what you guys hate. So, but he's gone, and you know, so he passed on. But he died in his sleep. So he didn't die, you know, from a heart attack or a car accident.
Peaceful death.
You know, he died comfortably. Comfortably, he wasn't choking to death.
Yeah.
He wasn't on a respirator. He just went to sleep and died. You know, that's the way I want to go. I'm sure we all want to go that way, right? I mean, that's just peaceful.
I mean, you know, so I forget how old he was. I think he was 89, yeah, 89 or 88, so. But so if I live to be 89 like my grandpa, wow, let's see. I'd have to live another 40 years, you know, another 42 years, 43 years. So, yeah, man. Imagine that. That's a long time. So I still got a long time to go if I live that long. So think about it. You know, but I don't think we'll be around 40 years from now. I think planet Earth will be all done. According to MandelaCon, anyway, planet Earth will be gone. Mother Earth is taken over, I guess. So are the mothers and the grandmothers are. That's right. And the uteruses. That's what he says all the time. So anyway, 757. Go ahead.
Fuck.
Oh, hi, Joey. Hello, Jesco, baby.
Oh.
Oh, Ashley, baby.
Yes, what can I do for you? I know this is Ashley, right?
Yes, but Ashley? Before that, I just want to ask Jesco, baby, if he's still up for clapping my cheeks tonight.
You know it. I gotta hear some clapping before I go to sleep every night. So that is
clapping,
okay.
Guaranteed.
I'm already hard.
Is that what you guys do late at night?
Well,
clapping teeth?
Cheeks.
That's like
maybe.
A new fetish shelter.
Why, are you jealous?
No. Didn't you hear what Jamie said? I still love my girlfriend. So, you know, I'm still not, I'm just still that. I don't think I'm ever going to get over it. So, just going to be single, I guess,
okay,
for the rest of my life.
Well, that's too bad. Anywho.
Yeah, let's move on.
The real reason I wanted to call in, that stupid friend of yours, you got busted for trying to kidnap a Wisconsin governor, was it? Wanted
yeah,
the
governor.
Truth behind it?
I'm Michigan.
It was all part of my evil plan to take over the government and install Jesco, baby, as president. But ultimately, Jesco will be serving under me, the queen of darkness, and my new order.
Is it Halloween? Is it Halloween already?
Yeah, it's Halloween. You gotta get in spirit.
Unbelievable. Ashley, what's wrong with you? Don't you
He's
have something on your head?
I don't know.
Ashley, I think you sound like you're about 17 years old, though. Are you underage? No underage people on the show. You're 13, you said?
Is that why 13? You
30.
Why,
you're 30 years
you
old.
Yeah, wait. Let me guess. You wanted to send me dick pics, but you wanted to make sure I was underage.
Now, I want to make sure you weren't underage, but you said you're 30, so you like black people?
No, I've heard that you're attracted to underage people. That's why you don't have your kids anymore.
Is that what you heard? Well, I can only imagine what you may have heard. I can only imagine. But that's a good thing that you only heard
Bridget
it. You never saw it.
Yeah, well, Bridget works for me now.
She does? What does she do? I'm not supposed to be talking about Bridget. I can't be talking about that now.
Yeah.
Can't be talking about that. Nope.
You're
all right, guys.
Joe,
all right. Anybody else here want to wrap it up here?
Joe, I got
I'll
a suggestion for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Joe, what you need to do is you need to go out there and, start getting busy type of thing. Start putting some notches on your belt with any and all women that you can. And that'll help I think that'll help you out.
Why would I do that? Why would I want to do that? Why?
Well, I mean, if you're trying to get over somebody or something like that, I think that's the best way to handle that. And
okay.
Yeah.
I don't think so, but I don't think that would help.
Yahoo.
I mean, I don't understand, but yeah, that's good. If that's what you like to do, Jesco. But you hate women, Jesco. You don't have any notches.
Oh.
I don't hate
women. I don't know where you get that idea.
Can anyone still hear me?
That's what everybody else says.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. I'm surprised I didn't get hung up on. You usually
not yet.
Are you that desperate for cars?
Yeah, I am. It's my first show back. Nobody knows I'm on.
Yeah, Joe, are you gonna be
right? Breaking up now. She's breaking up now. I gotta mute her. There she goes. I don't like that. I don't like breakup things. What?
Are you gonna have a regular show from now on, Joe? Or
I think that's what we're. Yeah, I think I'll go back to once a week and see how it goes for a little while. I don't know. What do you think? How about this? We'll make a decision right now. What do you think?
Yeah, take things.
Yeah,
I think
it'd be great if you had a regular show. You know, do what you can.
All right, we'll do Sundays then. Sundays. I don't want to do 9 o'clock though,
yeah,
man.
Sundays
9 o'clock's got
to
go. Yeah, no, 9 o'clock.
Well, you don't
what
want
do
to go
think,
head
Jamie?
To head with Tony either. You know what I mean? So.
No, I don't want to. No, I don't want to. He does have a very popular show.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock's a good time.
Yeah, 7 o'clock Sundays then. But is that going to go up against the Queen Bees, or what are they called now? The Queen Bees or whatever. What are they called? I don't know. What's the Mandelicon thing over there? The Queen Honeys or the Queen Mothers or the Peaches or what do you call them now? The Queen Bees.
I think that would be a good thing if they're occupied during that time. So
oh,
that'd
okay.
be all busy.
Yeah, mostly nobody's on.
I think that's a great
time.
Thing.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. Well, does anyone really want to have something to add here at the end of the podcast? Do they have something? I mean, that's where really usually we get the good callers. Let's see. Let's try this one here. 614, go ahead.
Hey, Joseph Gibson. How's it going, man? This is Ronnie. I just wanted to ask you, first of all, my condolences on your grandfather. How many times did you go visit him? I mean, on his deathbed? Did that hurt? I mean, was it bad for you? I mean, how close were you to him? What were his last words? Did he leave anything?
I'll answer that.
How many times did you visit him?
I'll answer that.
How many times did you visit him?
How many times did I go visit him? Well, actually, he lived with
him. Well,
yeah.
I mean, when someone's about to die, you go visit him, right? You go visit him when you think they're
no.
old.
No, once in a while. Once in a while.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. No, you got to go visit him, man. You go visit him. Yeah, that's what you do.
Well, I'm not going
right.
to go visit him now.
I mean,
he's gone.
Well,
I'll see him again in heaven.
What did he leave you, man? Come on. Like, what did he leave you? Come on.
I don't know. You must take your ADHD or whatever medicine there. You need it. So, all right. Let's see. I'll go down the line here one at a time, and you guys just say what do you want to say for a minute or two. How about that? I'll just call out your area code, and then we'll wrap it up because obviously, we're getting down to the. It's getting late. So 843. Go ahead. You go first.
No? I'm back on.
Yes. Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. That was a good show tonight. I think we learned a lot tonight.
Okay. Thank you. All right, 843, that's good. All right, yeah. We'll try to get a real topic on the next show where we'll just, tonight was just like, I just wanted to throw that out there in the beginning. I really didn't have nothing planned. Just said last night when I was sitting down, just with some people on another network, and I said, let's do a show. So, all right, Jamie, I know you're always busy because you got a family there to take care of, and thank you for joining me, and I hope you're here now next Sunday now, 7 o'clock. That's 6 o'clock your time. You better not be at work.
I will be.
All right, go ahead. You go ahead. What do you want to say? Give some advice to these people out here.
Who, me?
Yeah. I'm talking to you.
I really can't give any more advice than you. Use some common sense, people.
There you go.
And use common sense.
What about the people that want to learn about, real things? Can you point them to a certain group or out there on social media or something, they want to learn about the law, they want to get involved in their government, their local government, and think positive and use common sense. Do you have any recommendations?
Well, it all depends. Like, the crowd tonight doesn't really seem to want to be into that, and so that's okay.
Yeah, I agree.
And that is okay, because you don't have to do anything that you aren't obligated to do.
That's true. You don't have to do anything that you're not really supposed to be obligated to do, like take care of your family, to be responsible, stuff like that. Obey all laws, We don't want no breaking laws out there. We do not condone that. No. And not hurting anybody.
Don't get
involved. So, don't do that. Walk away, like Jessica said.
Hope for peace.
Peace. Well, actually, the Bible says when they say peace, 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 it's sudden destruction comes upon them. So. I don't know. We'll have to talk about that one. All right, private caller, go ahead. What do you want to say? Go ahead.
That's it. Okay. You got nothing to say? All right.
Wow.
Yeah, all right. That's good. That's good. 614, go ahead. I'll give you one minute here. And then, Jesco, I'm going to give you the final thoughts.
Well, Joey, your grandpa, I mean, what did he say? What were the last words? Or what was the last time you spoke to him?
He said, get rid of that damn radio show. All right. Okay, here we go. Jesco, you ready? Wrap it up for me. Go ahead.
Well, I think the main moral of tonight's show was don't ever entertain the idea or talk about doing something illegal, because that in and of itself is a crime, and it's treated just as harshly as if you were to commit it in the eyes of the court and the law or whatever. So and they're just wanting to get, they want a white guy
to look bad,
do something. They want you to do something. They need these boogeymen that they talk about all the time. They need these white wing terrorists that they say is such a problem, but no one ever sees them or nothing ever happens. But they say it's such a problem, and so that's why they will try to make something happen. They'll try to they'll force the issue type of thing. So,
well, how about this idea? Let me put it like this. Let me help you out here. How about this? If you're out there, and I say, for instance, Joe Schmo or whatever calls into a podcast show, and I start calling in, and I'm out there saying, hey, we need to do this. We need to go do this. We need to go to storm the Capitol. We need to pick up our guns and do this. And you know what? Now all of a sudden I start driving around and I'm meeting people and I'm continuing to call in. Don't you think I'd be a target for something like that? And especially not even a target. Maybe I'm a provocateur somehow, and maybe to get others to follow me. You know, think about it. You know, you got to just watch what you use, common sense. Like Jamie said, that's very smart. You know,
yeah,
use watch
common
what you
sense.
Say. I mean, you know, First Amendment, your First Amendment rights don't mean you get to yell fire in a movie theater, you know, but you can, you know, peacefully protest. You can, bring your grievances to the government. Bring them here. I try to bring them the best I can. I call people even, put them on the spot. I'm not breaking no laws doing that. I have a right to do that, you know, but I'm not going to say I'm going to blow their building up, something crazy like that, you know.
Yeah,
if I am, if I suddenly start doing that, then obviously I'm trying to do something for a reason. Because obviously I have enough sense not to say that. So unless, you know, I'm and drunk like that. What Koskoff said, I drink a lot of alcohol or something. So I actually do drink. But anybody else real quick? I'll let Jessica wrap it up, but we're going to get ready to wrap it up here. Listen, next Sunday, 7 o'clock, what's going to be the topic? Anybody want something real quick? If you want it, tell me now and I'll work on it throughout the week. If not, then
conspiracies?
We'll What?
Conspiracies?
Conspiracy. We already addressed that conspiracy.
Oh yeah, okay.
Conspiracy. Conspiracies. How many conspiracies can we really have in one week? You know, I mean,
there's infinite amount of conspiracy theories.
It
depends on the amount of propaganda.
Yeah,
it's all about propaganda.
Yeah.
It really is.
But private caller, go ahead. I'll give you one shot. No?
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Eugene.
This is
Fuck me.
It's Eugene. I'm down here in Titusville, Florida. It's been a long time since I talked to you. I'm glad you're back on the show.
Okay.
So I got a question. I got a problem. I got a cockroach that crawled out of my dick hole. What do you recommend I do on that?
What'd he say?
Take that somewhere.
Yeah, that's take that someplace else. Come on, man. You gotta end the show like that. I'm not gonna end it like that. Yeah, I'm not gonna end it like that. But that's hey, listen, if I'm gonna come out of retirement here and start bringing this on, I mean, come on. You know, I mean, if you want to do a comedy show, that's fine.
Like,
but you know,
no problem to me.
Yeah, I know. That's a personal problem, not something that we should be bringing on Blog Talk. Is there a Zoom channel on tonight, by any chance? Is anybody out there? I don't know if Sarah's out there tonight listening. I don't know. Rihanna, where did she go? She was supposed to be on here, too. She never showed up.
She had to work. She said she wouldn't be on here until 10.
Yeah. Well, it is 10. It is 10 o'clock. So she's late.
Just 10
o'clock now.
I really don't want to go to 11 o'clock. I mean, I would rather go over to Zoom or something, you know? But, all right, guys. Thanks for joining me tonight. I'll just wrap it up with, what do you want me to play here at the end? What do you want me to play at the end? You want to hear, what do you want to hear? Nobody wants to hear anything? That's fine. I don't have to play
nothing.
Is
that a song that Sarah told you to play?
Sarah? Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I played it in the beginning, but I'll play it for you right now, okay?
Here we go.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way we want. Well, this is it.
Thank you.
blood we're spilling. Look at the world we're killing. The way we fall where it's come before. Look in the dark we follow. Look at the leaders we follow. Look at the light we follow. And I don't wanna care no more.
Good. Until next Sunday, thank you very much. God bless. Take care. Goodbye.
Have a good night, everyone.
See you later.